And a bigger water bottle.
Morning, everyone. I'll call this Rules Committee hearing to order, and we'll note for the record that there is a quorum present. First order of business is approval of minutes for Monday, April 29th. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
So moved, Chair Long.
Any discussion to the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The minutes are approved. Next order of business is the calendar for the day for Thursday, May 2nd. We're proposing two bills, House File 4411, the Election Supplemental Budget Bill, and House File 5247, the Taxes Supplemental Budget Bill. I move the adoption of the calendar for day pursuant to Rules 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Thursday, May 2nd, for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. Discussion to the calendar for the day. Representative Rare.
Just a really quick question. Since we tabled or laid on the table three bills last night, do you have a plan as to when we would take them off the table? And is that going to be, and I only ask because you've got one really big bill and one smaller bill. So I'm just wondering what the plan is so that we can kind of think about that in conjunction with this calendar for the day.
Well, I think, Representative Rick, it'll depend a little bit on how the bills go today. I think that the plan would be to move through the bills that we have on the calendar for the day first and then return to the additional items that were tabled last night. At least that was the plan last I heard. I think those can change. I think that we hadn't expected one of the bills to take 4 hours yesterday, and so we were set back a little bit, but we are still have time this week to move through the calendar, and I think Thursday is a lighter calendar schedule than today and yesterday were.
Thank you.
Sure. Any further discussion to the calendar for the day? Seeing none, I'll renew my motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The calendar for the day is approved. Members, we're going to add one additional hearing this week on Thursday at 9 a.m., and so that notice will be coming out this afternoon. That is our Representative Rare.
Sorry, before you go, I was just wondering if you had an additional update on the fumes and the gas that have been coming into the state office building and if they were going to be doing monitoring on the second and third floors. I had another staff member today express some physical ailments again, and so just one as opposed to dozens, but I'm just wondering if there's going to be monitoring now.
So my understanding is that the charcoal filters have been delivered and should be getting in place this week. And the monitoring is for the air intake for the building and the basement, so I'm not sure that you can do a separate floor monitoring, but I will follow up with that question. Representative Barrett,
you do. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, I think it's really important to have it on the second and third floors as well because the fumes are coming also in through the windows, not just the air intake, although that is terrible and is affecting especially the corridors where they don't have windows. That seems to be concentration of the fumes. And so if you could double check on that and then get back to us. But I know I had staff approach me today, both some saying that they felt better and some saying that they still felt sick. And so I'm just doing my due diligence to take care of our staff. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Absolutely. Thank you, Representative Rick. That's our business, members, and we are adjourned.